City Council meeting for Wednesday, March 1st, 2023 is called to order. Welcome, everybody. So happy you're here. Invocation, Councilman Annette Mitchell, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Loving God, we commit this season of Lent to you. We ask you to show us what we need to turn away from and what we need to turn towards. Shine your loving light in those dark parts of our hearts and bring new life, new hope, and new possibilities. Help us to walk more closely with Jesus, to know that we are deeply loved, and to share his love with others. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock is absent. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Cannon?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Considering previous minutes of our regular council meeting committee, the whole of 1/17/2023. No objection. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Or any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements? I think we're going to get to those.
I just wanted to say I wasn't here for the Seafood Festival. I left out Friday afternoon to be out of town this weekend. But to all city staff and all the volunteers, thank you so much for putting on us a lot of video and a lot of social media and such like that. But thank you so much for a successful Seafood Festival. Thank you.
I think the car count was 20 plus thousand.
20 plus thousand.
Is that correct, Jim? Jim Beebe, where? I know you're here somewhere. Thank you, sir. Moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Okay, moving to unfinished business. Miscellaneous approval of 2021 audited financials.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting on March 7th.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll. What do we need to?
It can just be all in favor.
No, thank you, ma'am. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving to ordinances, a second reading. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Rumor Beach Hotel PUD.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes. Second reading. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, temporary residential real estate signs.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes. Moving to new business, miscellaneous approval of a lounge retail liquor license. Application Sandbar, Wharf Parkway, Suite D132.
Move to adopt the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of restaurant liquor license application by KOL Italian, Ristorante Carmelo, Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. Is this in Publix?
It's to the west of Publix. At the end of the back wall.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution. Resolution appropriating funds to the zoo, Alabama Coast Zoo, $50,000, fiscal year 2023.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of archive storage mobile shelving, $66,023.83.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution amending resolution number 22-024, appointing new members, reappointing existing members, Legislative Review Committee.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a license usage lease agreements with the Orange Beach City Board of Education.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for dumpster services to BFI, doing business as Republic, per unit pricing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarding the annual bid for roll-off container services to BC Waste Solutions, doing business as Ball and Container Company, per unit pricing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid, Canoe Trail, post-hurricane salary repairs, Southern Justice Marine and Sales, LLC, $257,385.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the City of Orange Beach to join the State of Alabama and other local governments as a participant in opioid settlements.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a South Alabama mutual assistance agreement.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Yeah, I know there's a $5 charge if your phone goes off during a meeting.
$10 if you're a mayor.
It's twice. I think he's already at 10.
That was an alarm that I put on snooze for some reason. What time is it, everybody?
5 o'clock.
5:10.
There it is. Okay. I feel better now. Thank you. All right. Did we vote on this one?
Not yet.
Okay. Did I read it?
Yes. We have two. We have a motion and a second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution approving the temporary permit for a sales trailer at Solis Condominium, Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving to ordinances, a first reading. An ordinance further amending ordinance number 172. Spring Hill Suites by Marriott, Plan Unit Development, Preliminary Final PUD Approval Extension. Okay, I'm assuming we don't want to do unanimous consent. So
I have no problem moving. This
That's totally up to y'all.
For Joni?
No, I think we waited for you to get back in town. Now Joni's out. No, this is the first reading.
This is the first reading.
Confused. Well, yeah. Is Griffin here?
It's an extension.
This is just an extension.
It's just an extension.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Because
previously approved.
So is there any reason not to then?
No.
If it's just an extension, it's.
Let's go. Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kinnon?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kinnon?
Yes. Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We are adjourned and moving immediately to our committee of the whole. Do I have that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do. All right. Committee of the whole, call to order Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. Would you call the roll, please, ma'am?
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock is absent. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenning?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes from regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole of 2723. We'll move those forward for review. New business miscellaneous. Appoint a voting delegate for the Alabama League of Municipalities Annual Convention, Alabama Municipal Insurance Corporation Annual Membership Meeting in Birmingham, set a meeting for the Flood Damage Prevention Ordinance Board of Adjustment, 3723. Y'all okay with those?
Yeah.
Okay, moving to resolutions. I'll read them all. We'll come back to anything you have questions on. Resolution appropriating funds to support Safe Harbor Animal Coalition, the amount of $10,000, fiscal year 23. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order, Geocon Engineering, material testing, soil study, softball field, house, batting cages, $4,705. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Sawgrass, surveying civil design, softball field, house, batting cages, $36,200. Resolution authorizing the purchase of furniture for fire station number 3 through the TIPS purchasing cooperative, $15,233.21. Resolution declaring fire rescue extrication equipment owned by the City of Orange Beaches as surplus, unneeded, and authorizing donation to Crayola, Alabama. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Thompson Engineering, structural analysis, design, fire training facility, $9,500. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement, Thompson Engineering, transportation traffic, and other engineering services. Resolution accepting the statement of work from Civic Plus for a civic clerk for website agenda management. I'm going to stop there and we'll go to the next page. Anybody got anything on those?
I would like for Renee, if she could, take a moment to. I get emails all the time from Civic Plus. Exactly what is this?
Civic Plus is our website, our new website that we have now. They have an umbrella of apps, modules underneath it. So we also purchased the HR module, which we're doing applications, online applications for, and they also have a civic clerk option, which is the agenda management. So right now I'm using the basic agenda management system through Civic Plus, which is clunky, and previously since 2006 or 2008, I wanna say, we've been using Novus Agenda, which is what we pay for. But I tried out the basic option with Civic Plus. It's not as good as what Novus was. Novus is going defunct anyways. They were acquired by another company. We pay roughly the same amount that Civic Clerk costs, so it's just going to be a transfer.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Thank you, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions on 1-8? Okay, if not, resolution authorizing execution of an indemnification agreement, Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, Beach Renourishment Project. Resolution accepting the donation of radios for the fire department from the Alberta Volunteer Fire Department. Resolution accepting the transfer of a Humvee vehicle for the police department through the LESO program.
Can we talk about that?
Yep.
What is it? What
is a Hummer or what is the LESO?
No, I know what the Hummer is.
I know you do.
LESO program.
Where's Chief? I think that's a drug. Is that drugs?
Is that our drug?
Confiscation or what is it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. We accepted it. Thank you.
Very good.
So we are prepared to invade Gulf Shores if we need to. So. All right. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Olson Associates to perform pre-construction beach borrow area survey analysis, engineer beach restoration project, $50,700. Resolution authorizing execution of a letter of agreement with the Baldwin County Emergency Operations Plan. Resolution awarding the bid for the medical response golf cart for the Sportsplex. Resolution awarding the bid for magnesium hydroxide slurry. Resolution awarding the bid for on-call electrical services. Resolution awarding the bid for Benito Pass Seawall Park post-Hurricane Sally repairs, phase 3 expansion. Any questions on any of those?
And the bid opens for when again for the Benito Pass Seawall?
That was postponed to tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Philip, are we just going back with what we had?
Yes, first phase two, but we're also doing phase three with the state payments.
Thank you.
Thank you, Philip.
Okay, any further questions on 9 through 17? All right. Ordinance to set a public hearing date. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Jones Duplexes PUD. Public hearing date. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, JPEM Duplex. Public hearing date, 3T's Restaurant and Warehouse, 32123, suggested date. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Okay. Before we go to the town hall presentation, and we'll have a question and answer afterwards, if there's anybody that has a question about anything you've heard so far, we can get that out of the way now if you would like.
Mayor, I would like to introduce one of our annual, we have a guest that comes to Orange Beach once a year, and you may see him riding around town on his new electric bicycle with the flag and his helmet. Brady, would you stand up and tell everyone hello? Brady is from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, and he comes once a year. His family's been coming down here for many, many years. So if you see Brady riding, honk the horn and wave at him. Thank you for being here, Brady.
Brady is a fishing machine, isn't he?
He's a fishing machine.
Yes.
And if
glad
you have
here, buddy.
Any, the other thing I was going to point out is if you have any questions before the legislature goes in to session shortly, our new state representative is in the House, Ms. Frances Hulk. So you can catch her afterwards if you have any questions as for your state representative.
Anyone? Anyone? Yes, sir. Microphone. Microphone, name, address.
Come you've been to the
doing,
microphone,
you've been
please.
Doing
can't
this
hear
for
you.
20 years.
I've been
all right, then 40 years. Okay, thank you.
There you go.
Give me a minute. I'm not as young as I used to be. Well, it will pick up and record, right? name, address, and everything, Renee? Off of that? Off the those mics?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Okay. 5393 Baylor Launch Avenue. What I want to know is when you don't start work on the canoe trails.
On the what trails?
Your trails, your
canoe trails.
Your repair on your
the
pier.
Kayaking trail, the canoe trail?
Yes.
Okay, forgive me, I can't hear what they're doing. I apologize.
I can't either, so yeah. We're good.
We just, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm gonna let Nicole talk to it. No, Nicole, why don't you come up and talk to you? You've been dealing with FEMA on all this. Explain what the delay has been and what's going on. I think we're close.
Because I've been asking about this for 2 years now.
And believe me, we have too. But explain.
Well, we awarded the bid tonight.
Okay.
And I think they might be even in the audience, but we hope they start as soon as the contract is we have 15 days to execute the contract.
Okay.
And then we'll get them started as soon as possible. And we've ranked them in priority. Get with me later, and I'll see which one you want is your priority. But we're starting with Mississippi Avenue.
Okay.
And you've had a long battle, Nicole, and thank you for your wherewithal with FEMA on getting.
Yes.
You want to live to the audience a little bit about that?
I do want to say a little bit. Some of these canoe trail sites were built without permits. FEMA said you cannot go back without getting a permit. So not only did we have environmental concerns, we had to go to the Army Corps of Engineers to get a permit just like anyone else. So that's all taken care of. We actually are still waiting on two permits we've been promised from the Army Corps. They said they should be here within the next week, so.
And unfortunately, the Corps of Engineers, FEMA, they're all still working from home, which means their productivity is that much. So this has been a long, drawn out affair.
Yeah, Mississippi Avenue is one I was concerned about.
Yeah, that was one we had to get a permit for, or a lease agreement from the Civic Association.
I know, I'm on the Civic Association, too.
Well, hopefully we can start 7 o'clock in the morning, right? Where's our contractor?
Hey, I'll be down there.
No pressure, buddy. Just 7 o'clock in the morning.
You're down there waiting on you.
Yeah, just dig a hole, make you look like you're doing something. I'm fine with that. So, anybody else? All right. Once we go through the presentation, we'll open it up again for anything y'all want to talk about. Council, y'all have anything y'all'd like to say before we get going?
Oh, I want to recognize the Backcountry Trail. I wish you would.
Yes.
It's going to be in that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready, Mark. Is that it?
Can we adjourn the committee of the whole?
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Motion to adjourn committee of the whole.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Okay.